Grand Mimi's at the age of five, he really had no idea why he wasn't living with his mother and his grandparents anymore. It was a whole new life for John, and he wasn't happy. At the back of the house was a beautiful sandstone wall, rather like the one alongside us now on the left and on the right. And behind the wall was an orphanage called Strawberry Field. It was run by the Salvation Army, and it was for children who lived in the orphanage until hopefully somebody would give them a home. The beautiful old mansion house was still there, and the grounds around it. In the 1970s, they built new buildings for the children to live in. But Strawberry Field for John was his place of wonderment. He loved the stories of Alice in Wonderland and Alice Through the Looking Glass. He loved the walrus, the carpenter, the white rabbit. It was an imagination fireplace. And for him, he would climb the walls, he would climb the trees, he would just escape into the grounds of Strawberry Field. It had a huge impression on him, and it was the most special place in his life. And when he wrote about it, he was writing really. Auntie Mimi used to go mad about him coming into Strawberry Field because he would often get caught by the groundsman or the caretaker of the orphanage and get brought back to her. And she said, "John, you'll get me hung, you'll get me hung." And of course, that famous line, "It's nothing to get hung about." So we're going to pull in now alongside the gates of Strawberry Field. It's been empty now for over 10 years.
And your Marie, been doing the
grounds are still owned
Liverpool.
By the Salvation Army. Yoko Ono is on the committee deciding what's to be done here. But for the time being, there's no access. Nobody lives here. It's just gone wild. But what a lovely atmosphere. So if you pop off the coach, go round the side of the coach, stay in the shelter of the coach and just take the view through the gate.